few days ago, or maybe it was last week, we heard from a creator who wants to do a Substack, a TikTok, a podcast, and a paid membership. We talked about this question of, can you manage multiple content platforms without burning out? Today, a similar question, yet also different as always. Should you start a new hustle or scale what you already have? So I love thinking about these different strategies. You know, we're going to consider both approaches, provide tips to help you choose the best path forward. Today, we'll hear from Jordan, who's been running a successful hustle, and he's now wondering, should he start a new project or focus on scaling and growing what he's already got going? So it's a common dilemma for lots of side hustlers as they hit milestones, and also just in the development of your own life, I should say. It's not only about the business milestones, it's about your own life. You have to consider your own motivations. So we'll talk about the pros and cons of branching out versus doubling down, see if we can help this listener decide what might be the best move for him. That's all coming up in this episode.
What's up? This is Jordan Marshall. I've been running a side hustle for about 2 years now, and it's been going pretty well. Lately, though, I've been thinking about starting something new on the side. But then I wonder if I should just focus on growing what I already have instead. Do most people eventually branch out and start new hustles, or do they tend to stick with one and scale it up? I'd love to hear your take on what works best in the long run.
Okay, so as I said, there's no single right answer, but let's look at both approaches. I'll give you an example for each one. Serial entrepreneurship, all right? And don't be put off by the word entrepreneurship. Some side hustlers thrive on variety. That would be me. The excitement of launching new ventures, doing new stuff. One of our listeners, a freelance writer, he actually did really well in that space. He found a niche, became profitable within 6 months. But then rather than focusing solely on growing his writing business, he decided to start a podcast and offer online courses. So each of these projects had different levels of involvement. He found balance by automating or outsourcing parts of each one once they were running smoothly. On the other hand, we've got Samira out there who was selling e-commerce stuff, I think on Amazon, and she just kind of doubled down and built this into a six-figure business. She chose to scale because she saw huge potential in her existing project, and focusing all of her attention on it, which she was still working a day job, it allowed her to create something more sustainable over time. So ultimately, it's going to depend on your goals, your personal style, and as well as like how well the side hustle is working. Sometimes a side hustle is working at a certain level and it's not really going to increase. It's just going to keep going at that point, and that's fine. But other times it may be like, wow, if I put some time into this, it could really take off. I should consider focusing on it. And you can also go back and forth over the years. Most people start multiple projects throughout the course of their entrepreneurial journey. So I always think it's good when you start thinking about, I'm getting tired of this thing, definitely think what's next. Listeners, let me know what you think. This was episode 2901, 2901 episodes. I'm so grateful for you and for our amazing community out there. You can always subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcast. It's always completely free. My name is still Chris Guillebeau. This is still Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.